Rated E for everyone, 10 and up.
This is that story show where we put your hilarious real-life stories into the spotlight.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Giveback Benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal. The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Giveback Benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Hey, podcast people, I'm your host. My name is James Kennison, and my good friend is here.
I'm a little early, and I'm sorry.
I actually said it wrong.
Did you?
I said it the old way.
Okay. I'm sorry, and I'm John. That's not important because, James, I went to Goodwill the other day, and I found a vintage 80s boombox.
Sweet.
Sweet. It was almost in mint condition. The only problem is the volume was stuck all the way up.
Uh-oh.
But you know what, James? I couldn't turn it down.
I get it, but you couldn't. I mean, the price was too good, right?
I didn't check the price.
Oh, but you still couldn't turn it down because the volume was stuck up, right?
That's kind of the punchline.
It was preppy.
I couldn't turn it down.
It was stuck up.
I quit. Let's see if we can talk about the physics of trying to turn the volume down on a silly boombox.
No, I love thrift stores. My wife hates them. What's your feeling on them? I'll explain after these initial messages.
I like them.
Yeah.
I appreciate them.
How often do you go?
Like never.
Yeah, I'm the same way. But yeah. When I do go, I give it a good once over. I mean,
yeah,
I thoroughly look.
There's people that regularly go because they know that they can find something that they can flip.
Yeah.
And I think that's great. But those are the people that I'm not friends with because I don't know them. And I would feel bad if I got to the thrift store not looking for something to thrift, or not looking for something to flip, but for something to keep for myself.
Yeah.
And they're all like getting there early and, oh, I found this treasure for myself and I'm going to flip it and make $10 off of it. And I was like, I want that for my house and I don't want to pay you the extra. So
just punch them in the snoz. You know what a snoz is, John?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
Cause Harry, what's not Harry? Marv talks about punching him in the schnoz.
Mm. See, I don't know who Marv is. Was he on Cheers?
No, he was on Home Alone.
Oh. Harry
and Marv, yeah. Okay. When they finally catch Kevin McAllister.
Yeah.
And they want to mess him up. Let's punch him in the schnoz.
I got you. He was one of the Wet Bandits.
He was one of the Wet Bandits,
okay, yeah. Which was the dumbest name ever created, and rightly so. Right. I like thrift stores because I like finding the odd thing, you know,
the odd gems,
like I found an old electric typewriter and I knew what was wrong with it, and I bought an O-ring and I repaired an entire typewriter and now it works, and it's so sweet that I own a typewriter that hums.
Mechanical.
And tick, 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 tick. It's not the That's ball awesome. You know kind the freaking, if you type too fast,
yeah,
it'll get hung up, that kind
so
of.
So it's the little arm one.
Yes.
With the ribbon, and it's electric.
Yes. It just, it's type assist. I don't know. I could explain how it works, but, and then me and the kids used to go, and they would get clothes and, you know, stuff like that, and just, they thought it was magical. My wife hates it, because first of all, when she was a kid, they bought a lot of clothes from Goodwill or thrift stores. Okay. So she's
like, oh, kind of burned on it.
Yeah. Like, you know, I went to college, you know, I don't, but it's also the smell of the place. You got to admit, thrift stores have,
they have a smell. A very, it's like, smells like somebody else, a bunch of somebody else's stuff.
It smells like your grandma's closet. I don't know if you've ever went in your, I did. I was a creepy
mothballs.
I was a creepy little freaking kid, and I went through my grandma's stuff, and that's what it smelled like.
Really?
Yeah, tried on some of her muumuus or night clothes. And, no, I'm kidding. I'm totally lying.
No, you're not. Not anymore. I just imagined you wearing one of your grandma's muumuus, and now it's real.
I could stop saying it's not real and just let people believe whatever they wanted to believe. And I think that would be better. I should just stick with it and just, you know.
Oh, where are we going?
I went through her stuff and yeah, I tried on a few things. Including a brassiere. So. There we go.
Now my brain's just got to ask, did you stuff it?
No, it was foam, you know, shaping.
It
was because I tried on my mom's and hers was too big.
I snorted.
And grandma was a lot smaller and, you know. Just worked a lot better. I'm not even going to throw a disclaimer. I'm just going to let that stand. Like, y'all don't even know if I lied or if I told the truth.
You just hit the back in time button. That's not the reimagining button.
Retold the story. I retold going it. Into my grandma's closet. So
I can honestly say I never went in my grandma's closet.
I can honestly say, though, that I did at one point try on somebody's bra. I don't know who it was.
I'm not going to lie. I did it, too. I guess I didn't have to say anything. But.
See, but it feels good to come clean.
It does.
You know?
Sorry, Mom. I mean, well,
yeah, I did a lot of laundry as a kid, you know, like the whole family's laundry, and you're dealing with this stuff, and you're like, you don't want to, but you're there, and you're like, you know, this could be funny. This could make my brothers laugh. So I'm going to dance around in this flesh-colored monstrosity.
I don't remember exactly how old I was, but it wasn't to make anybody laugh. It was just pure curiosity.
You like, went and hid in the bathroom where the mirror was?
No. Usually hanging on a doorknob somewhere in the house.
Thank God there were no phones when we were teenagers. Yes. You know,
thank
there's
God. Yep.
Nothing that can ever surface.
Because one of my sisters definitely would have taken a picture of that.
Oh, yeah.
And used it against me in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, they'd hack your Facebook and make it your profile picture or something.
That's true.
You
know? They would have.
This is my brother when he was 7, and he's got a bra on.
All right, so we always start with an opening story. This is called Checkline Dastard. Now, dastard is not a bad word. It sounds like it. It means a malicious coward, which is exactly what works in this situation.
A malicious coward. A
dastard. Yeah, John.
That's with a D up front.
Robert Harrington says, I have an LBB moment to share. If you don't know what an LBB is, it's a living, breathing butthead. It's someone that exists just to be a jerk. I've got one. I'll tell
you
later.
Some people call them Karens these days, don't they?
That's the female version. But way before Karens and way before all that, we were LBB-ing. You know?
Yeah, that's right.
So
I think that LBB should be just because calling somebody Karen is kind of mean because there's legitimate ladies named
I think
Karen
every time you call someone a Karen dies.
Oh,
like a legitimate Karen, like a good mother.
A good Karen.
Yes.
Oh, dang.
So be careful. He says, I have an LBB moment to share. I was at the grocery store the other day and my shopping cart was mostly full. Mm-hmm. I was in line, waiting to be checked out by the checklinester, which is what my daughter used to call The check linesters.
The check
line. doesn't need definition. You know what it is immediately. It's the lady that checks out your stuff. Out of the corner of my eye, though, I saw a guy looking back and forth at the lines, deciding which to choose. He only had a container of cherries. And I think most people would do what I did. And I think he knew that. I called out to him and said, "Hey, you can jump in front of me." And he said, "Thanks." And he jumped in front. Then he signaled to his significant other, who I hadn't seen. And she swiftly cuts in with a cart fuller than mine.
Not cool.
I wanted to kick him out of that line, but I wanted the story more.
No, the real story would have been the conversation that you had afterwards. Yeah,
exactly. The defamation suit, the cops being called in. Love the show, Robert Harrington. Thank you.
Thanks, Robert.
Thank you. I have an LBB to share, okay? Because I want to get on top of this thing in case it goes viral, because there's a possibility I'll be viral on TikTok soon.
Okay.
All right, so I'm at the corner of Arsenal and something, because my son has been... In my vehicle, he was hit by a truck that went through a red light, struck his vehicle, my vehicle, and he's fine. Everything's fine. Everything's good, but the car is probably going to be totaled. Mm. I'm at the point where I'm literally talking to him and his mom and saying, you know what? This is fine. Everybody's alive. Everybody's good. But around the corner turns this car, and I didn't even notice at first, but he's got his phone out, and he's going, "You can't park here. Hey, you can't park here." And I'm like, I didn't see the phone. So I'm like, we had an accident, dude. We're not parked. "Yeah, you need to move your car." And then my daughter says, "Daddy has a phone." I'm like, "Oh, you're going to be on TikTok. I hope this makes a good TikTok. Clap, clap. You freaking millennial."
Oh,
geez. Like, you want a good TikTok? And I know he got mad. He started using cuss words. And like a Gen Xer, I said, "You know what? Your mom. Your freaking mom." And he peels off.
He was driving and video recording you.
Yeah. And here's the sad part. You know he drove past. And he's like, "Oh, I'm going to loop the block. And I got this funny thing. I'm going to say you can't park there. And it'll be funny." Except I don't think he liked being called a freaking millennial. So
was he a millennial?
Yes. If you're doing what he's doing, plus he was young. I mean, he was in his 30s. He's a millennial. Okay. Plus he sees a family that has gone through a hardship, and he thinks, "Oh, I can get internet clout. My 14 followers will love this." So yeah, he's a freaking millennial, and he did not like being called out, and he peeled off. And I may have danced my butt in front of his camera. I'm like, "You want a TikTok? Here. Here's a TikTok."
I'm totally going to check that out. So I'm going to look for "You can't park here" on TikTok.
I bet he edited out all the good parts, though. But I put it up on Facebook and Twitter yesterday. I'm like, I'm getting in front of
this.
Just
in case.
This is the real story. This is what happened. If I become the freaking, you're a freaking millennial guy, I'm fine with that. If I'm a, "Hope you have a good TikTok clapping guy," I'm fine with that. anyway, yeah. So
I can't wait. I won't do it right now, but I'm going to search. I'm going to search TikTok.
I just want to tell you, that guy with the phone was a dastard. Yeah. So he was a malicious coward. Yeah. Dastard.
Don't you guys go to school tomorrow and start using that word.
Unless you're in college, and then we can't stop you.
If you do use it, you have to use an English accent. I say that.
Dastardly villain. Child. Yeah, there you go. Yes. Thank you. Good idea.
Good for you.
English accents all around.
That's right.
We got a review brought to you by Podgagement. Podgagement is run by a very good friend of mine. His name's Daniel J. Lewis. He is a coding genius, self-taught, and he has created an application series of applications for podcasters over at podcagement.com that not only pull in all of your podcast reviews from every English-speaking country and beyond, but also a great way for people to leave feedback, voicemails, easily leave you iTunes reviews and more. So check out podgagement.com if you are if you've never done it and you've got a podcast. If you don't have a podcast, don't bother. Anyway, our review comes from Bob Marley's cousin.
Oh, Bob or Bab?
Well, it's Barb Marley. Barb. I spell it wrong.
Okay.
Bob Marley's cousin.
Bob, the actual Bob Marley's cousin.
You made me laugh so much I hit my head on a table and it broke. So, what broke? His head?
Oh.
Or the table?
Or the table.
Sorry,
Bob Marley's cousin.
Yeah, a comma in the right spot would help so much there. Using less
commas.
Pronouns. Yeah, commas and pronouns. Just... I hit my head on the table and my head broke, or I hit the head on the table and the table broke.
Ow.
So leave us a review on iTunes if you haven't. It helps the show. It is absolutely essential that if we have made you laugh, that you just click and hit review. You can hit 5 stars or you can leave a comment. You can do the easy way or the hard way.
Easy way. 5 stars are nice. And you know what, James?
Yeah.
If you can't be a patron person... Yeah. Which is all good. You
can
for free.
Leave
5 stars.
Leave 6 stars.
Or more.
And sign up for more accounts under fake emails.
There you go.
Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child ahead but not getting challenged enough in class? IXL Learning is an online program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies while adapting to each child. Plus, IXL encourages students to be curious and empowers them to choose how to learn. It's the perfect supplement to your homeschool curriculum. IXL offers interactive practice problems, educational games, lessons, and video tutorials for every topic you're teaching at home. It's got instant grading and helpful progress reporting. IXL offers instant feedback and explanations of new topics as kids use the program. It's fun for kids too. Kids love IXL's positive feedback, awards, and educational games. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and That Story Show listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Dude, I had a guy. Let me see if I can find it. I got a series of requests from a fella. He said, "Hello, sir. Do you have an Apple and Spotify podcast?" And I said, "Yes, I do. Do you supply services that will help with my SEO or downloads?" I just had a feeling he would, you know.
Yeah.
He said, "I visited your podcast. Your podcasts are great, and I have a huge audience for your podcast. Would you like to promote your podcast?" I said, "Of course." Of course,
he's
I would.
Dollar signs. I got this guy.
He says monthly Apple Podcast promotion services $150. Whoa. I was like, "How does it work? How many extra downloads can I expect? And how long does the Apple promotion last?" And he says, "We can give you 30 to 40K episodes download, 2K plus subscribers, and 200 plus ratings per month for $200. The price just went up $50. For no reason whatsoever.
Really?
Yeah. So we could get all that. And I was like, "So you have bots that download the show or write reviews, or are they real people? Because that's a lot of people." And he says, he just says, "Yes, sir."
Yes, sir.
So And then he repeats my message back to me. So do you have bots that download the show or write reviews, or are they all real people? I said, I'm sorry, but I can't afford $200 a month. He says, are you willing to give me a job? And that really threw me. I'm like, maybe he really is hard up. He's just trying to be a scammer, but he's not good at it. And so he wants some paying work. So I said, what kind of job? I don't have any employees. He says, then he repeats, monthly Apple Podcast promotion services, 150. So we're back where we started.
Oh, you went down 50. You should have kept sweet talking.
Oh, just wait. I appreciate your offer, I said, but I am a poor podcaster with very little income. He said, we can give you 20 to 30K episode downloads, 1K subscribers, and 100 ratings per month for $100.
Oh.
Monthly Apple Podcast promotion service, $100. I said, the best I could do would be 50. Do you have a payment plan? Even $50 would take a while to pay because I am so poor.
Oh, man.
How much do you want to download? I said, how much for 50 downloads? He says, you want 50 downloads? I said, I don't want it to be too many people. People would know that I'm paying. I want people to still like me and not get jealous of my fame and fortune. They might think I'm cheating God. He said, monthly Apple Podcast promotion service, $50. I said, thank you. I will get back with you once I have raised the $50. I have to ask my mom.
I have to ask my mom.
But I can offer 50 downloads for $50. I know. I just don't have enough allowance to cover it right now. Give me a few weeks and maybe I can sell some Pokemon cards and get the money. Cash payment. Shall I give you my Payoneer account? And I made him wait for an hour. I got busy. So he's like, but I can offer $50 for $50, but I can offer $50 for $50. And then he says, I can offer 50K downloads for $50.
Oh.
Check out your podcast link. Shall I give you my Payoneer account? Cash payment. I said, I have to ask my mom. Then ask your mother and tell me, sir. I said, I will. She's asleep right now. It's early here in America. I am only 10 years old, so I have to be careful not to make her mad. And I wanted to see if he would do business with a 10-year-old, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I can offer 5,000 downloads for $50. Tell your mother.
Wow.
Give me your...
It's gone back down to 5,000. Yeah. It was 50K. Now it's 5K.
Yeah, yeah. Give me your podcast link. And so I did. I sent him the audacitytopodcast.com, which is my friend... Daniel J. Lewis's podcast.
I hope you told Dan you were going to do that.
Nope. Daniel's going to get accosted by lots of scammers. Anyway, here was my final.
Sorry, Daniel.
Here's my final soiree with this guy. My mom said no. She says we have to buy more ducks.
Ducks.
We can get 3 ducks or 50,000 downloads. And she is choosing the stupid ducks. We've got this really nice pond in the backyard. I mean, I kind of get it, but I think just this once she could have let me spend my money how I wanted to. I'm sure if you talked to her directly, she would probably change her mind.
Oh, no. Please tell me you didn't give her.
I said, oh, never mind. Mom said you're an artist of some kind, a slam artist, I think.
Slam artist.
Anyway, I can't talk to strangers or artists. Sorry, goodbye. And he just wrote, okay. Like, he was so done by that point.
Okay. Like, crap, I thought I had a sale. It's going to be 50 bucks. I didn't care.
Oh, it's so terrible. I feel bad. Mm. But you know what? He was a scammer. He wasn't going to do anything. What?
You were doing a good thing because the time that he was wasting with you is time that he couldn't be scamming somebody.
He was trying to scam a 10-year-old.
I don't care. Oh.
Anyway,
money's money.
It's time for the news. A Colorado woman tried to steal a pickup but couldn't handle the stick shift, police said. Boulder, Colorado, a Colorado woman's attempt to steal a pickup truck shortly after she was released from jail for car theft was thwarted not by officers nor the trucks, owners, but by the inability to drive a stick shift, the Boulder police said.
Oh, man.
The woman had been released from jail on May 3rd after being accused of stealing a car by about a day earlier. She walked down the road until she spotted a pickup truck with the keys inside. I don't know who does that, but whatever. When she then started the pickup, but apparently discovered she couldn't manage the manual transmission, so she got out and walked away, leaving the truck to roll forward and strike a fire hydrant.
Oh.
The woman was rearrested and now has a May 30th court date on new charges of motor vehicle theft, careless driving, driving without a license, and failing to report a crash. The truck was returned to its owner, police said. Police titled a social media post about the case, "Stick Shift for the Win."
That's great.
It is true that stick shifts are hardly ever stolen.
That's, I mean, do you know how to, you know how to drive?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I, first car I ever drove was a stick. And so I think I still remember how to do it.
Yeah. Every clutch is a little different, you know?
Yeah.
You have to kind of get used to it. But once you learn to drive stick, you drive stick. But yeah, if you, don't want your car stolen, drive a stick. Nobody.
That's not a bad.
They may break in, but they will not steal your car. So
can you even buy stick? I mean,
there are still vehicles that'll sell one. I think Honda still has one. Ford still has one.
Hmm.
But no, all the supercars that you would think are good manual point. are all automatic now. So
it I is, need to get one.
It is going the way of the buffalo. Let's do some stories.
Let me tell y'all a story.
All right, this one's a voicemail from a guy named Nathan, and it's called Godstick, and you'll see why in a minute. Here it goes.
Hey, James and John, this is Nathan Gilman, a.k.a. The Happy Mano, on the NLCast Discord server.
Hey, hey.
I have a story about a time I got mad at my older brother. This story takes place when I was about 7 or 8 years old. One day, it was about mid-afternoon, probably during summer. I'm not sure exactly why I was mad at my brother, but I was mad at him.
Yep.
He was in our backyard close to the west side of our fence. I, on the other hand, was closer to the east side, where a large stick my brother had been sharpening the end of was laying.
Mm-hmm.
Now, keep in mind, this stick was fairly large to a 7 or 8 year old, which was probably only about 3.5 feet long and 1.5 inches thick.
That's a javelin.
And the sharp part was a piece of a branch that stuck out that had been shortened to a couple of inches. Still, I can imagine it hurting someone. So I picked up that stick and threw it with all my might at my older brother.
Of course.
And I kid you not, it spun as if God himself was twirling that thing like a pencil through his fingers. As it was hurling towards my brother, bouncing each end off the ground, I remember my brother trying to run. But I'm not exaggerating when I say that stick looked as if it was following my brother. I can still see the look of terror on my brother's face as he got closer and closer until it smashed into my brother's knee. I was kind of scared that I hurt my brother. But I couldn't let him know that, so I pretended to still be mad at him. Eventually, our mom came out to have a talk with us.
Oh.
And I'm sure the next day, my brother and I were back to digging Sarlacc pits for our action figures into our dirt pile.
Yeah, I bet you were. Mom came out and had a little talk. We don't throw sticks at each other.
My mom's little talks usually involve the little switch.
Yeah, and my mother loved to make it stick a little harder by usually often involving the object, if possible.
Ah, yes.
So I would have got a whooping with the three-foot God stick. Yeah. Yeah.
And it would have been following you. Definitely.
And I don't know if God would have been involved, but yeah, it would have definitely have been an issue. Matter of fact, one time me and my siblings, there was a back porch swing.
Yeah.
And it was hanging from an old A-frame swing set, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember those.
And
hollow metal tubes.
Yeah. My mother and stepdad used to love going out there in the backyard and swinging on it and stuff, but it was rotten, okay?
The swing was rotting.
Okay. Yeah. And the neighborhood. Gotcha. It was Jacksonville. So it was just Florida weather rots wood.
Yep.
So we were out there swinging on the thing and playing on it, and the railings keep popping out. And so we just stupidly continue to pull on these things until the entire chair was a pile of perfectly shaped paddles.
Oh, no.
And when my stepdad found out about it, he was so mad. He picked up one of them. Mm. He immediately named it Big Red.
Oh,
because it was painted red. And he whipped all three of us with it and kept several.
That's diabolic. That's dastardly.
Yeah, that is dastardly. He was a dastard, all right. So Big Red became, do you want me to go get Big Red? That became the thing to say.
Man.
And it's like, no, I don't. I don't want you to get Big Red. I want you to divorce my mom in a few years and completely get out of my life. That's what I want.
Did you ever try to hide Big Red?
We did bury most of the sticks that were left over and did not realize that he had collected several of his own. Because Big Red got split across my backside at least once I know of. So he should have been gone. There were bonus.
Big Red Big regenerated. Reds.
And back then, I don't know if they still have it, but back then they had a chewing gum called Big Red.
Yeah, I remember that.
I hated that chewing gum and still do. It's a red cinnamon chewing gum, and it makes me think of getting a whoop down. We got a story. Did your mom have a way of whooping you? Because my stepdad would just whoop. He would just whoop. My mom always pretty much did three licks.
I don't remember a whole lot of them, but I do remember the paddle, and I was afraid of it.
Yeah.
It was called the rod of correction.
Was it a rod or a paddle?
No, it was a paddle, paddle shaped.
So my mom went through a phase where she was talking to this dude about child discipline, and he got really biblical with it. And he's like, the Bible says, spare the rod and spoil the child.
Yeah.
And so I use a rod on my son. And she's like, ooh. So she went to the store and got her a dowel rod.
Oh.
Let's say a quarter inch thick. And I started getting whoopings with the freaking dowel rod. You want to talk about pain? Mm,
that is painful.
You want to talk about abuse?
That thing
abuse?
Just slides right through the air.
That thing sliced through there and lifted welts. I mean, man.
Hey, come.
So, yeah.
I'm sure that the guy that was, getting biblical probably didn't go back to the original Hebrew and see what rod represented.
Yeah, it was a shepherd's crook, if I'm not mistaken.
Sure.
It was a way to direct cattle and sheep, not a way to beat the crap out of your kids.
Yeah, right, because I don't think the shepherds back then would beat the sheep.
No, they loved their sheep. Their sheep were their whole thing. That was their whole... That's why they did what they did, but don't get me started. My mom stopped whooping me when she married John, and
not me.
So I would get a quick whipping and get it out of the way. But with John, especially when I was homeschooled, she's like, "You just wait till your dad gets home." And oh my gosh, the wait was the worst part,
isn't it?
Because
I don't remember that.
Oh, it's terrible. Anyway, just no, not good memories. I'm so glad I'm grown. And we did whoop our kids until they were like three. And I always used my hand.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to manage. And there was always one, two, or three at the absolute most. And there was always a verbal warning and always a timeout before we went to that level. Unless she really, really did something bad, and then I would just push her down the stairs.
So, oh, jeez. story show.
You never know if I'm lying or not, so. All right, this is called...
You didn't even have stairs.
Flash in the UK sent us this. We love Flash because he sends us great stories.
Our official... Whenever I think of people from UK that listen to the show... Flash represents them all.
Absolutely. This is called a Scottish incident. It says, my daughter and I were in a ticket office at the Edinburgh rail station when I noticed this guy watching us through the big glass window. I somehow knew he was going to come over. And sure enough, as soon as we sat down, up he comes. He points at my Stetson and loudly proclaims, "Great art, man!
Great art!"
Yeah.
Great
art, man. A bit taken aback, I just smiled and said thanks, and he offered his hand. and asked if we were coming or going. He had a slightly dazed look in his eye because he was drunk, and you're too nice to say it. And he said some more things in a thick, rapid-fire Scottish accent. I'm not sure what he said, but it ended with, "And is this your wife, is it?" And I said, "No, that's my daughter." And he leans back as if shocked and said, "Daughter." No, say it for me. Daughter.
Daughter.
Daughter. I've got a wife at home myself. I found her in the Lake Tanganyika. Tanganyika. She's a great old and kindly. She's a great wife.
She's a great wife.
And kindly to the brains. All four of them. I don't know. Anyway, he asked if we had seen any true Highlanders around, traditional costume and all. And I told him we had walked past a funeral today, and those people were wearing traditional clothes in the procession. And he offered his hand a second time and said, "Funeral? Then you're a Ross or a Fraser, eh?" I was neither, but before I could respond, he stepped back and shouted, "I'm a Sturt!" And then he unbuttoned his coat and flashed a large gold belt buckle with a Klan emblem on it. Not the Klan you're thinking of, Americans.
Right.
The Sturt.
A Scottish Klan.
The Sturt Klan.
I'm from the Sturts.
You can Look keep the me. Mojo and the money. Give me the baby. Anyway. Sorry.
No.
You don't even know that movie. He was standing on his hands on his hips like he was Batman or something. And I told him calmly, "No, we weren't part of the thing. We just saw the funeral on our way back from the Highlands." And that set him off again. And he stepped in way too close and said, "Ah, great landscapes, aren't they?" And I nodded and said, "I'm sorry to be leaving so soon. I'll have to bring my family next time." Suddenly, he pointed to an old phone earpiece that he was wearing and whispered urgently, "I'm keeping a watch out for the AWOLs."
Oh, no.
And then I looked doubtfully because I couldn't see that it was attached to anything. And he shrugged and said, "Dirty job, but someone's got to do it, eh?" And he's a pirate all of a sudden. I was feeling less and less sure about this guy. You let him last longer than I did. I would. But anyway, he says, I just smiled and nodded, and he shook my hand a third time, this time trying for what he called an American streetwise style handshake that apparently involved a lot of fist bumping and knocking of knuckles. He must have seen some YouTube videos or something, but
he must have.
He was hip, man. But he just sort of gave up about halfway through the handshake. So I guess it was taking more concentration than he had left. So at that point, he just kind of wandered off without a word, slowly working his way back to the ticket office. I turned to my daughter, who stayed quiet the whole time. She had just been looking at me, and she grins and says, "Great hot man! I'm a Sturt!
I'm a Sturt!"
We both laughed so hard, and we looked around nervously, wondering if we were skirting an international incident with the Scots the whole time.
Oh, no.
Hope it makes it on the show. Flash in the UK. Absolutely, absolutely.
Good.
I'm a Sturt!
Yeah, Fraser, are you then?
I'm here for the AWOLs, whatever they are. I mean, is he back in World War II? What is the deal? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to offend any Scots because I love you all.
Yes, yes.
But what was he up
to? Every subculture and culture has their five percenters. That's what I call them. The crazy people that we all don't want to claim, you know? Like that that 5%er that drove past and filmed me with his camera trying to get famous on TikTok is
Camp Parkler.
Yeah, I've only seen this online 30 times. I made it up myself. I'm going to circle the block and make a joke. Anyway, this story, I've been to Ireland. I've never been to the UK. Do you have plans to go, John?
I would love to.
I do too. I want to go.
So, and I'm going to meet Flash.
I want to take my family, and I want to see all the spots. There's like a Harry Potter museum I want to see.
Really?
Yeah, it's got like lots and lots of memorabilia from the set pieces and stuff. including a giant miniature of the entire Hogwarts castle and the water.
That sounds like fun.
And I want to see a lot of sights from the early Doctor Who episodes. Not early, early, like the 2010 episodes. But
okay. You want to go to Cardiff?
Yes. Yes.
I've been rewatching, Amy and I have been rewatching a show called Doc Martin.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I keep watching. I'm thinking, oh, I need to visit that coastal town. It's called Portwyn in the show, but I don't think that's where it actually is.
Okay. My wife and I were watching
Port Isaac.
It had Dave Tennant in it.
Oh, yeah, Broadchurch.
Broadchurch, yeah.
Yeah, I want to go there, too.
I know, right? Oh, yeah, except there's a lot of murders going on there in Broadchurch. So
it's only on TV. I'm sure it's fine.
I don't know.
In real life,
I think it was based on reality. I think they run out of ideas there at the BBC, and they start basing it on reality.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It reminds me, though, this Irish girl that my good friend Nick Salsa Boy actually is engaged to. I was meeting her, and we were talking about dating shows for some reason. And I was like, "Yeah, we have one called Marriages." Oh no! I was talking about Love on the Spectrum. How I love this show!
Right.
It's so wonderful. And she says, you guys have such wonderful dating shows. She says, in our country, we have, and I can't remember the slang she used, and it'd probably be inappropriate anyway, but she's like, date the ugly idiot would be the translation. And so they try to get ugly idiots to get dates, and they film it. So she's like, yeah, we have no shame.
Oh, we have that show here too. I think it's called The Bachelor.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah.
Is that a sick burn or what?
Huh? That was pretty sick.
Sorry.
It was a burn, too. Sick burn. All right, let's move on to our next story. It's from Parker. It's called Misinterpretation Humiliation. I love that title because he made it up and I didn't have to. All right.
I love it when they send titles, too.
Yeah, often they do, but they just write, your title will be whatever better than mine. And I'm like, ah, just give it a chance.
Give it. Do it.
A couple of months ago, I was at a large event with a lot of people I knew. One of them was my friend, whom we will call Luther. That's a good spin on the whole Lucy thing. So I was hanging out talking with Luther and some other friends, and his dad showed up. And we talked with him for a while as well. And he began to leave and talk to some other people. And here's where it gets interesting. He's standing in front of me and slightly to my right. Then he reaches across me to shake the hand of one of my other friends. And in the moment, I misread his intention. In what I felt like was slow motion, I leaned in for a hug.
Oh, man, I would have done that.
Halfway through the motion, because he reached over him, right? You know?
Yeah.
Halfway through the motion, I felt my heart land in the bottom of my stomach. Not only was this man not trying to hug me, but he wasn't even looking at me. Unable to stop myself, I embraced this man in the most awkward hug known to mankind. I let him go, and then I walked away quickly, humiliated. He gave a few soft chuckles while my friends were all laughing. I was very embarrassed. Hope it makes it on the show. So please ring that bell for me, Parker.
Oh, Parker.
I've never
we
hugged
don't know
a stranger.
Parker's gender, do we?
Parker's a dude.
Okay. That makes it double.
Yeah, cuz you're hugging a man.
Cuz this awkward bro hug is always it's, you know, you can't
unlean. Yeah, once you start leaning in, chests are going to bump, you know? You got to do it. Matter of fact, there was a guy at my church, his name was Mike, and I always tried to shake his hand cuz I was not a hugger. I'm not a church hugger. I don't hug two arms. If I got to hug you, let's be side by side. I'll do a bro hug, you know, with a hand on the shoulder. But he would always slap the hand out of the way.
Oh.
And come on in, brother.
You're getting hugged, buddy.
And I would just, brothers, my neck would stiffen hands up. And I wouldn't want my face to touch his face.
Oh, no.
And he was big like me. So our masculoids were touching. It's just.
That's a good throwback. Masculoids.
It's man chesticles. That's all.
Man, that's all it is. That's all it is.
It's masculoids. But they shouldn't be in contact. It just shouldn't be. If you're hugging that close, it's like they say, you're not leaving room for the Holy Spirit. So.
It's supposed to be, you know, I'm good with the handshake hug where you got a hand.
Oh, and yeah. And then you come. Yeah. But there's a natural barrier there. It keeps the bodies from making contact. Yeah. I could see that. But I like the more traditional English where you shake the hand and then grab the shoulder.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And just kind of shake it too.
Good to see you.
But what I hate is when somebody goes in for a handshake and then they grab your hand with their other hand and they're double handing your handshake.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like how, why do you have the back of my hand? It's warm. It feels wrong. It's like I have my hand under your armpit now.
I feel like you're one step away from getting handcuffed when they do that. Yeah. I got both your hands
I think
now.
That's how those guys take watches in stage shows.
It's true. They
do that kind of shake. Yeah.
Right.
So watch out, people. All right, we have some middle school drama. It's called Landslide. It's from J-Bob. Hi there, smart fella and fart smella.
Oh, you, J-Bob.
When I was a little kid, 8 or 9, my mom got me 5 pet corn snakes for an early birthday B-Day present because I desperately wanted a snake. And I also, some lady on Facebook Marketplace wanted to release them into the wild if somebody didn't buy them. Anyway, tiny little me was so excited and I was happy as a clam for the first week until the snake started disappearing. When it's all caps, I have to yell.
Yep, so that's right.
We had 3 tanks for 5 snakes, and apparently snakes, even if they are siblings, eat each other!
Okay.
So, no, K-N-O-W.
Even if they're siblings.
So, no, we had 3 snakes. Their names are Candy Corn, Snow, and Charles. First tip, if you don't want your snakes to get eaten, don't name them Candy Corn.
That's a good point. Good point.
Hey, Candy Corn, what's up? Looking tasty.
You look delicious, Candy Corn.
Look like you'd slide right down. I wouldn't even have to chew you.
Mm.
Fellow snake brother.
Even if they're siblings.
Yeah. Come on in, brother. Go in for that double hand snake. I don't know. I don't know why that came out that way.
I like double hand snakes.
Snakes only... Oh, wait. Voice. Snakes only eat about 1 defrosted mouse a week. He's defrosting them in the microwave, you think, or does he leave it out on the counter?
I think it's the counter, yeah.
I think it's the microwave, and that's nasty. Do you have a microwave? Do you have a button for mice? You know, you have a popcorn button, a defrost button.
Is there a
mouse button?
Does your popcorn smell like mice afterwards?
Did you hold out for that feature? I don't know. But anyway... He doesn't even think this is the story. The story starts now. So, I was playing with Candy Corn in my bed, and he slithered under a blanket. I removed the blanket, picked him up, and looked at him. There was snake poop all over my bed!
Oh, yucky.
Snake poop is kind of like bird poop, but a landslide, and there was a ton of it. I put Candy Corn in his cage, cleaned up my sheets, and turned into a bat and flew away. Hope this doesn't make it on the show. By the way, my pet snakes, Candy Corn and Snow, were given to a relative renamed Spider and Tarantula. The other one escaped. J-Bob. Okay. We made it. We made it through the middle school drama. I just, good. I underlined the words, I cleaned my sheets. Okay, cleaned up my sheets. Sorry, he didn't even say cleaned my sheets. He said the bird poop landslide is what the equivalent of a poop snake is, or snake poop is. He cleaned up his sheets. That means he went to the laundry room and he grabbed a wet towel and dampened it. And then he
I don't even think he did that.
He wiped it into the sheet until it was dispersed evenly enough to where when it dried he could sleep on it.
I got all the big chunks out.
You can't convince me otherwise, because he's a young man and they do the littlest amount possible. Unless there is an older sister or a mother there to beat them into some sense into them, they're going to hide it. Especially if it was under the blanket zone. You know, you can clean it, let it dry, put the blanket over it. Still good. Still good, not as good. But anyway, did you ever own a snake or anything? I never did.
I never would.
No, I never had.
I had family members that did, but no, I never owned a snake.
What family member?
My nephew.
Okay. Okay. Yeah,
my nephew had a snake, or maybe it was my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Well, they had a snake.
Yeah, I never had a desire as a kid to keep anything but lightning bugs in a jar, you know?
Yeah.
And that was always a disappointment because they never lit up the room, you know?
It's not like the TV shows or movies.
No, they just die from asphyxiation. So
I would poke holes in the jar.
Is that the trick? Oh.
I don't know.
I would shake the jar. So.
Yeah, that. You know what my mom used to do?
No.
And this is... I'm outing her. This is cruelty to lightning bugs,
it's the same thing my mom used to do. Go ahead.
Yeah. She would pinch their butts off and stick them on the headlights of their toy cars.
No.
She pinched the butts off and then stick it on the headlights of their toy cars and they would drive around so their cars would have headlights.
My mom would just,
I mean, it's kind of ingenious.
Would just wipe it on her back of her arm. Like she's like, we used to do this when we were kids and just smear butt bug juice all over her hands. And yeah, I felt a little bad. I never did it. I was like, well, that's great that we as a nation outgrew that habit.
Yeah. Now we get plastic bats and hit them and they look like shooting stars.
It's a shooting star light bug.
It's a light bug. Okay. So I have an announcement to make. First of all, is our theme show, Pesky Parents. Okay. Here is the deal. You've heard about this before, but you need to hear the updates. We're looking for stories about the parents or the folks that raised us, okay? Put hashtag pesky, P-E-S-K-Y, Pepsi. Pesky. Yeah, Pepsi. This thing is going down on June 29th. That is the end. That is when we are doing it. We're doing it live at Narthex Con. So you have to have your stories in at least a week before the 29th. So what's a week prior to the 29th? I should have this down.
You know what? I've got a calendar right in front of me, and I can tell you that the week before the 29th...
is the 22nd.
Yep.
Okay.
100%.
So you've got till June 22nd, and the earlier you send your stuff in, the sooner you do, the more weight your entry will hold, because I'm more likely to choose early adopters than latecomers. Ooh. But get your stuff in because we're going to be sharing our funny life stories from our parents and we want you included. And we're also opening the floor to the people at the actual event to tell their stories live. So we want just wall-to-wall stories.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Speaking of why, it's because we're going to be doing NarthexCon 2024, June 29th, St. Louis, Missouri, free event. Register at narthexcon.com. Man, Daniel J. Lewis is coming. Did I tell you?
No way.
A freaking yes.
We're going to get to see him in the flesh.
And Chris Cowan is coming from California. He's going to be recording an episode of his show. It's called Shift Show. little play on words there. And he's going to be interviewing me for his one of his episodes.
That's super cool.
It's a show where they talk about lives that have had major shifts or major changes. And I'm going to be honored to be a part of that. We're going to be recording that live. We're going to be recording that story show live. And we are we're both right, which is the show I do with my wife.
Right.
We will have quizzes and swag and goodie bags and free pizza. Thanks to I'll have their names up next week. I don't have it up right now. But if you were there last year and you remember the couple that bought the pizza, they're doing it again this year. And we're going to have all you can drink. It's going to be a great time. Speaking of we're both right, it is a show that my wife and I do. I would love for you to go and check it out in iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. And please leave a review. We're a brand new show and we need some brand new people to do some brand new things. And that includes giving us reviews because iTunes,
some brand new reviews.
iTunes is a great place for people to find new content, and couples casts are a dime a dozen. But Jen and I, if you ever wanted to see James get put in his place episode after episode, this is the show for you. We pick a random topic. Last time we talked about our dogs. I hate the dogs. She loves the dogs. We butted heads the entire episode. So if you enjoy a good time and you want to hear more, if you've ever heard Jen on Geek Loves Nerd or any of the shows we've done, then you know you love her, and you will love her if you don't know her. Outliving Depression is a brand new show. It is a rehashing, a redesign, a reboot of The Gospel of Kinnison, my personal audio journal. Ah. So Outliving Depression is what that is called. So outlivingdepression.com. But the old addresses will get you there. If you are a subscriber to the GOK, you are automatically a subscriber to Outliving Depression. No big deal.
Cool.
But the shift has kind of changed a lot lately. And
yeah.
I want to talk about life after depression and give people hope with my stories and my insights and stuff. So outlivingdepression.com. Reviews are always welcome. And then hats are still available at etsy.com/NLcastDonk.
Yeah.
So don't forget about that. That's the theme song. Matter of fact, I sent one to a guy and the mail lost it.
No!
They lost it. And he wrote back and he says, my dad says that you are a scammer.
What?
And I'm like, I'm no scammer. Matter of fact, I'll give you your money back and send you another hat. He's like, oh, really? I'm like, no. I mean, sure, I'll do it because I take care of my listeners.
Yeah.
I said, but no, I never said you had to take the horse back. I just said, I will prove. I don't want anybody thinking I'm a scammer because I'm not.
No.
I said, it just got lost in the mail. And he said, no, I'll pay for it. So I put a new hat together. $3.50 more shipping. You know, I threw a bunch of stickers in there and stuff, zipped it up. I took a picture to verify his address. I sent it and it got there the same day as the first hat that had taken a month.
He got two for the price of none.
So he said, can I send it back? I said, no, it's not worth it. I tell you what, share the Gospel of Kinnison with somebody and give them that hat.
Give them that hat, that story show hat. And then take a picture of them with it on,
or we will try to sell you 50K downloads for $50.
That's right.
We want to thank our patrons. This podcast is possible because of our supporting members on Patreon. Get that story show premium, which includes ad-free listening, swag, and weekly bonus content, a podcast we do just for you called Stuff That Wouldn't Fit on the Show. Try it out for free for 7 days at patreon.com/thatstoryshow. Matter of fact, you can become a member of Patreon for free. You don't have to pay. You can be a free one and you will get access to chat and things like that. So go over there anyway, sign up. And if you want to be, if you want to try it for 7 days, do it. It goes $3 a month, $5 a month, $10 a month. Speaking of $5 a month, thanks to Mackenzie Murphy, who became a $5 supporting listener this week. We appreciate that very much.
Mackenzie Murphy.
Yeah. We always like to thank you on the show. Special thanks to our producers, though, James Spangler, Carrie Wright, and Christopher Tynan, who do way too much every single month, and they are appreciated so much. Now, it's time to go. Do you already have a story that you'd like to have featured on a future episode? Well, I bet you do. And you can do that. Submit your story at thatstoryshow.com. And remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, or painful happens to you, don't get stressed, don't get depressed, and don't just get a towel and rub it in. Just think, hey, this belongs on That Story Show. I'm a Stuart!
A Stuart! Let's get this going, then.
My wife, I met her in Tallamagoo!
Hey, she's a beaut.
She's a beaut. She's easy on the eyes. I don't know. I don't know how to do the accent. I love it so much, though.
Me too. Oh. And I wish I was. Sometimes I wish that maybe I have a Scottish, you know, ancestor. But
yeah.
I don't
either. Wish I had a Scottish ancestor. Maybe she would sell me a snake or two, and I would keep them in cartons like a tiny zoo. And maybe they'd eat each other, and then I'd only have two. Oh, don't call them candy corn or snow. They're both edible things, that I know.
Yeah.
They slide down each other's throats way too easy. But they also fit in that guy's pants from last week. Remember that?
I do.
Yeah. Weeky's not a word, but it rhymed. Because I'm like Eminem, yo.
That's right.
You got that fresh flow.
You can make it up as you go.
That's right. That's how you know.
Oh, yeah.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.